his mother forgot to put in dessert. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That's what it was, because after school, my mom took us all to the dentist, and Dr. Fields found a cavity just in me. "Come back next week, and I'll fix it," said Dr. Fields. "Next week," I said, "I'm going to Australia." On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to get the car, Anthony made me fall, where it was muddy, and then, when I started crying because of the mud, Nick said I was a crybaby. And while I was punching Nick for saying crybaby, my mother came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and fighting. "I am having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day," I told everybody. No one even answered. So then we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, "We're all sold out." They made me buy plain old white ones. But they can't make me wear them. Then we picked up my dad at his office, and he said I couldn't play with his copy machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was careful as could be, except my elbow. He also said, "Don't fool around with his phone," but I think I called Australia. My dad said, "Please don't pick him up anymore." It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. There were lima beans for dinner. I hate lima beans. There was kissing on TV. I hate kissing. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain. I had to wear my railroad pajamas. I hate my railroad pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow that he said that I could keep. And the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wanted to sleep with Anthony, not with me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says, some days are like that.